Good night, everybody.
Happy Thursday to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family, and of course, McGroin Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned. We are live here on a Thursday for the first couple minutes. Then, you know, we turn it over to a pre-recorded segment. And this time, this go around, because this will be the last live show of the week. Tomorrow, Brendan and I will be at the Bitcoin conference. This is the last live show of the week. We will be doing calls in the second half, 631-527-4545. I hope Jen has a very happy early birthday. I think I saw a couple of happy birthday messages out there. Jen, was it JLJ's birthday?
Yeah.
When is the birthday?
I'm not sure. They're saying happy early birthday.
They're saying happy early birthday.
I missed the part that...
Okay. The chat is missing from the thing. Oh, no. All right, we'll bring it back. Now no one's going to believe that we're live. But even though I said the chat is saying happy birthday, that would make me pretty good at this whole predictions business. I'm not in that business, though. Here we go. So they're saying happy early birthday. Happy early birthday to Jen. We love Jen. Jen's a tremendous person. A tremendous person. There's a live chat. We love the live chat. Says, so dope, Rumble is on the Samsung TV now. Very nice. That is really cool. Anybody who saw the debate this morning on 1210 WPHT, I know Shaken saw it. That was so much fun, and it's blowing up. It's going everywhere. So if you're on X, it's all over. It's all over the place on there. I want you to share it as much as humanly possible, because that bit has gone all over the place. It was a lot of fun this morning, and that came together like a couple of days ago. So really cool the way things move real fast. Listen, we have this is a very interesting story, and we talk mostly about it in the pre-recorded segment that's coming up in just a few minutes. Is the Biden family on a revenge tour? Is something going on behind the scenes? Because this is abnormal. And did the Biden family, specifically, I think Jill Biden, just outmaneuver the Obamas? Is that what took place? Because if it is, A, it means Obama's clearly lost a step. B, Jill's a little smarter than we think. And C, it looks like if that's what happens and that continues, the sitting president will be undermined, or his family. He has no idea what's going on. The sitting president and his family are going to actively undermine the Democrat Party and their chances. We'll see if it gets that bad. I don't think the Democrat Party will let it. We'll see if it gets that bad. We have that. We have some stories about the Secret Service again. Newsmax. Not Newsmax. Newsweek. We love Newsmax. Newsweek with the fake news, baseless conspiracy theory. Did Donald Trump actually get shot? Are you kidding me? Did Donald Trump actually get shot? Oh, and by the way, I think it was because of the debate this morning on 1210 WPHT with yours truly, of course. You know what I'm talking about. And Esther, Esty Palti, who is on social media, MommyRN88 on X and Instagram. She does Kamala Harris. For those of you who saw that, I think Donald Trump saw that because the report came out shortly thereafter and said, Trump campaign calls for multiple debates between Trump and Kamala, because he saw, hey, if I could do that to the fake Kamala, imagine what real Trump could do to the real Kamala. And the real Kamala is less competent than the fake Kamala. And Donald Trump is more competent than I am in a debate stage right now, because he's been a president and I haven't been. And he's Donald Trump and I'm not. Okay? I was playing his role. Nobody plays his role better than him. Donald Trump saw it today, I bet you. He said to Chris Lacevita, I think that's the campaign manager. He goes, you see this guy? And you see who he's going up against? She's tremendous, by the way. And she's a lot better than regular Kamala. We could destroy her. I want multiple debates. I think that's what happened today. You know what? We're going to go with it. That's going to be the only thing I ever make up for you in front of you in real time. Donald Trump saw the debate on 1210 WPHT this morning, and he decided if I could do it to the fake Kamala, he could do it to the real Kamala multiple times. All right. Anyway, we had some fun with that. Some stories about the Secret Service, Newsweek with the conspiracy theory. The House passed a resolution about the Kamala Harris border. condemning her as borders are, with 6 Democrats voting in support, which means we can say what?
What?
It passed with bipartisan support. I always found that ridiculous, right? If one Republican voted with the rest of the Democrats, they were like, Nancy Pelosi came out rubbing her wrist. It passed. The bill, the resolution passed with bipartisan support. And it was like Mitt Romney voted for it. You know, Justin Amash, whoever he was voting, right? Adam Kinzinger. Right? Oh, yeah, it was bipartisan because a Republican voted. Well, now 6 Democrats voted in support. So we could say the measure passed with bipartisan support. We can also use this talking point. Both parties agree Kamala Harris did a horrible job with the southern border. Yes. Yes. Members of both parties agree. Yes. We can do that. Let's play their game. It works when they say it about us. We can now say it about them. Say it with me, ladies and gentlemen. Members of both parties agree. Members of both parties agree that Kamala Harris has done an awful job on the southern border. Because it's true. All right. All right. We got all that. We're going to have some fun with the, I call it politics for yentas. This gossip. He said this and she said that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But first, a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. We love them. OFP Farms, Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. This soap will leave you, what is it, Brennan? Smelling like a felon. Oh, yeah. We ain't letting that go, right? This is the outlaw soap. The second most consequential photograph in the history of American politics. Number one being what I'm about to show you. This is the We the People soap and the Revolution soap. These are all the, the We the People line of soaps, lotions, and lip balms. But here's the cool thing about OFP Farms. You know, we always talk about parallel economy, supporting the brands that we like. And of course, the free market, which means I'll support you, but your products have to work. OFP Farms products work. And then some. Number one, I am smelling like a felon. Number two, this stuff works. The magnesium works. The lip balm is the best lip balm I've ever used. So if you're tired of dry, irritated skin and big woe corporations, I want you to give OFP Farms a try. The OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and of course, beard products. Now you may be asking, what's so special about goat milk? Well, here are some of the benefits. It's packed with naturally with essential vitamins and minerals that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. And their products are made with premium ingredients in small batches, of course, to maintain quality. They are a family-owned and operated goat farm and a patriotic, America-first, God-fearing company. We love OFP Farms so much. We love them so much. Look what they've done. Now they put the most consequential and iconic photo on more soap. That is the Never Surrender Fight Soap. You got to get it at OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code Sean. That's my name. S-H-A-W-N. Don't spell it wrong. It ain't going to work. Promo code Sean for 15% off of everything at OFP Farms. Everything I just showed you here and this fight soap. That stuff is amazing. It's iconic. That is the most iconic soap I've ever seen. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. S-H-A-W-N. Next up, a word from our friends at Switch2USA.com.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping, it's that simple.
We're gonna link arms and we're gonna shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is Switch to number two, USA.com. Not the word two, the number two. Switch to number two, USA.com. We've been talking about how the world's going absolutely crazy. Some would say bonkers. With supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices, we all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time, while so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. You know, the wealthiest on the planet did become better off, while mom and pop suffered. But the question is, what are we going to do about it, right? How can our voices be heard? Well, this is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, I'm going to miss him, Made in America. Just kidding. Not going to miss him. Two words for you. Manufacturer for all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China. We don't like China. We got along well with China, but we don't like China. And switch to Made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that's happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of this movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up one of my friends, Maria. She'll give you a call back to enroll you. And then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. $1 memberships until the end of July, ladies and gentlemen. Switch to number2USA.com. Switch to number2USA.com. Switch to USA.com. Without further ado, we're going to cut to our pre-recorded segment of the day. That's going to run for about a half hour. We'll jump back in, and then we'll get right to your calls, 631-527-4545. Hit that Rumble button. Make sure you're sharing with all your friends. Tune into Newsmax at the same time if you want to be one of those crazy people who has me on two screens at once. Why would you do it? I don't know. That's on you. We're coming up on Newsmax soon, and be back in about a half hour. All right, pre-recorded segment for the next 30 minutes. Then we get to your calls on the other side. We're going to talk about the potential divide still in the Democrat Party. I know there's a lot of maybe panic. People's nerves are kind of being tested right now. If you're watching cable news, if you're scrolling social media, you're seeing, oh, the polls, they're tightening. Remember what we say about polls. A, they're all biased in one way, in some way, shape, or form. Rasmussen has Donald Trump up 7. New York Times, Siena has Donald Trump up 2. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2016, when Donald Trump won the primary, Donald Trump led in basically no polling, except for the LA Times somehow, that kept finding him up 5 points, which that wasn't accurate either. So first thing we want to do is we want to pump the brakes. We want to just take it easy when we're looking at polling, when we're looking at these different indicators. Kamala Harris has been a candidate for all of 3 days, right? We have not seen enough of her yet. The public, by the way, the trends with Kamala Harris has always been the more she's exposed to the public, the less likable she becomes. She's going to have to actually run for president, which is something that nobody in her party has ever asked her to do before, nor do they want her to do it before. She can't run from the record of the Biden administration. Folks, I'm telling you right now, they want you to panic. They want you to freak out. They want you to start going crazy. Slow and steady, keep a level head. And by the way, we're going to talk about what may be happening, the dark horse in the Democrat Party right now, not to be the nominee. I want to calm everybody down. I don't want you to believe that it's going to be Michelle Obama. Other people may say that it is. They may have their reasons. That's okay. This is America. We could agree to disagree. The best, the thing I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios. I'm going to show you why I believe, of course, it is going to be Kamala Harris. Now, before we do that, I want to also frame it. We talked about this in the beginning of the show, right? That there is a divide in the Democrat Party right now, not as much as there was when Joe Biden was being forced out of the race, but there is a divide in the Democrat Party right now, and it is coming from the family of the current president. They say, whoa, 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 whoa. The Bidens are causing problems? Yeah, they are. Think about what just happened to them, right? Remember Jill Biden after the debate? You answered all the questions. Then she started campaigning for Joe as calls for him to drop out of the race began to grow, right? Remember Jill? And one of the reasons why so many of us believed, apparently wrongly, right, that Joe Biden would never leave the race was because of Jill. Right? We thought she would never, ever give up power willingly. So I want you to think about Jill Biden right now. Because she enjoyed being president, or she actually wasn't, but maybe she was. That's a Freudian slip, but maybe it's accurate. She enjoyed this, I think, more than Joe. I think more than Hunter. It was all about Jill. And if it wasn't all about her, she thought it was all about her. Right? So there was a report that came out yesterday, and it fueled a lot of the Michelle Obama rumors. I will admit that. I looked at this and thought it was strange. New York Post. Obama doesn't believe that Kamala Harris can beat Donald Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. And I said, whoa. Now that is very interesting. Now, of course, what I do, I'm the eternal skeptic, right? The first thing I did is say, well, number one, we know the Obamas and the Bidens don't really like each other. That's number one. But number two, in the 2020 race, Barack Obama did not make an endorsement right away. In the 2016 race, he was the sitting president. Obviously, he supported Hillary Clinton. But in the 2020 race, he never endorsed anybody in a primary, and he just called for a quote-unquote open convention or open primary so there would be an actual Democratic process to elect the nominee. So this is not outside of Barack Obama's pattern of behavior when it comes to endorsing candidates inside of his own party. That's number one. So from that aspect, right, analytically, this is not an anomaly. This is normal behavior for Barack Obama. So that's number one. But number two, you see what the New York Post is saying. This is according to sources. Who are the sources? That's important, right? Whenever we hear somebody talking bad about Donald Trump, what do we say? What's your source, right? Who are your sources? Are they anonymous sources? Are they family sources? Are they business associate sources? Are they ex-lawyers? Are they, well, who is it that is saying the negative thing about person X? Who is the source and what is their potential motive? Do you see where this is going? Do you see where this is going? New York Post, I encourage everybody to read this. Former President Barack Obama hasn't endorsed Kamala Harris's presidential bid because he does not think she can beat Donald Trump, according to a source close to the Biden family. One more time. Former President Barack Obama has not endorsed Kamala Harris's presidential bid because he doesn't think she can beat Donald Trump, according to a source close to the Biden family. Following President Biden's shocking exit from the race on Sunday and his immediate endorsement of the vice president, most of the Democratic elite have been quick to rally behind Harris, but Obama is a notable exception. Quote, Obama's very upset because he knows she can't win, the Biden family source told the Post. Why is the Biden family leaking about Barack Obama? What is going on here? Nobody's talking about this right now. I can guarantee you. When I say consider the source, I mean consider the source. Do you think Barack Obama actually feels this way? Or is the Biden family bitter? I don't know. Brennan, what do you think? Do you think the Biden family actually thinks Barack doesn't believe Harris can win? Or do you believe the Biden family, in this case, days after the dropout, do you believe the Biden family is being a little bit bitter here since it was Obama who pushed him out?
I kind of feel like they're both doing what they actually think. I think that Obama really doesn't think that Kamala can win. And okay. I think the Bidens really think
are bitter.
Right.
They're bitter.
Yeah.
I think Barack Obama privately believes that Kamala Harris can't win, but publicly he's never going to say that. And I think that this is a par for the course move from Obama when it comes down to how he has handled endorsements in the past. But I think the biggest story here is that this information and this particular leak came from the Biden family, which reeks, ladies and gentlemen. It smells just like sour grapes. Quote, Obama knows she's just incompetent. The border czar who never visited the border, saying that all migrants should have health insurance. She cannot navigate the landmines that are ahead of her. When you are running for president, there are things you can and can't say. That's from a source close to the Biden family. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Biden family continues to leak and continues to force Barack Obama's hand, things are not going to be very easy for the Democrat Party or for Kamala Harris. And all they've got to do is do it. People have done about Trump for a long time. Find a reporter who you can trust, report the information anonymously, and sit back and watch the show. Now, I mentioned they're forcing Obama's hand. You go, how could anybody be forcing Obama's hand? He's Barack Obama. He's the puppet master. It's been his third term. He's looking for a fourth term now through Kamala Harris, et cetera, right? Yes, yes. I agree with you. Except he can't have this type of leak. And the Obamas are not used to this type of leak. And if Obama wants to save face and save any chance the Democrats have left in the 2024 election, then Obama has to come up and clear that up immediately, right? If it wasn't true, he's got to clear that up immediately, right? Well, what do you know? Here we go on Breitbart. Report, Barack Obama to endorse Kamala, quote, soon. He says he thinks she's been off to a great start. Right after the Biden leak came out, right after the leak from the Biden family that says he doesn't think she can win, he is now forced to go out there and say, yeah, I think she can win, and we'll be endorsing her soon. This is incredibly significant, because if Joe Biden and the Biden family right now are outmaneuvering the Obamas, things are really, really bad behind the scenes for the Democrat Party. I'm so mad that this is not the segment that is live, because I need the live chat. I need to see what people are saying. I need to see if people are going, whoa, I didn't see that. I'm not thinking about it that way. But this is so odd to see the Obamas outmaneuvered and to, at least up until this point, have their hands forced by the Biden family. Is it Hunter? I don't think so. Is it Ashley? Nope. I think this is coming from Jill, and Jill only. She is one pissed off woman, folks. And she's spiteful. Did Jill Biden, this is my question, I don't know. Did Jill Biden leak to the New York Post that Barack Obama doesn't think Kamala Harris can win, and that's why he hasn't endorsed her? Was it that leak to the New York Post that said Obama hasn't endorsed Harris because he doesn't think she can win? Was it that leak and that reporting that forced Obama's hand today to say, yeah, she's off to a great start? Did a member of the Biden family just leak information about Barack Obama, whether it's true or not, to force their hand and to tell him, buckle up, buttercup, we're not going down without a fight, even though we just endorsed Kamala Harris? Because to me, that's what that looks like, what just happened. Let's go to that article in Breitbart. Barack Obama to endorse Kamala soon. Says she's been off to a great start. The former president Barack Obama will endorse Vice President Kamala Harris for president soon. Four people familiar with discussions of the matter told NBC News. These sources contradict a Wednesday report that Obama does not believe Harris can beat former President Donald Trump in the general election and has not endorsed her for that reason. Obama, however, through these sources, fully supports Harris and will endorse her soon after being, quote, in close touch since she announced her presidential candidacy on Sunday and offered to counsel Harris on setting up a campaign. Quote, he has been in regular contact with her and thinks she's been off to a great start. This sounds like Barack Obama had his hand forced by somebody in the Biden family who made that leak intentionally. And if this continues to go on, things are going to get real bumpy and real rocky for the Democrats, okay? Real bumpy and real rocky. Because let me say something, right? Story number one in the Post and story number two in Breitbart, both of them cannot be true at the same time. So either Obama does not believe that Kamala Harris can win, or the Biden family is intentionally leaking this information to sabotage Harris's run. And I would not put it past the Biden family to do that. Isn't this fascinating? This is like politics for yentas, right? Because this one said this and that one said that. Who's lying? I don't know. That's what's happening here. This is politics for yentas. That's what this is. This is all my children. It's a soap opera. Big, beautiful soap. We love soap, by the way. OFP Farm soap. We talked about it already, but we'll talk about it again. Outlaw. We love the Outlaw. He's a tremendous guy. Did you guys like the debate this morning on 1210 WPHT? I think it was amazing. I thought it was fun. X seems to be handling that really well. I saw a bunch. I think Shaken was in the chat, a couple of others. I think, don't hold me to it, I think PHT just set a live concurrent viewer. They had over 500 people watching that debate this morning. Yeah, that's more than when Trump was on. Just saying. just saying. You know? Also saying, though, I don't want to run for president because if anybody ever takes a shot at me and hits me in the ear, I lose the whole thing. You see the size of these things? Look, right? I would have sent the bullet back down the barrel of Thomas Matthew Crooks with these things. My gosh. All right. Now, there's one more story to corroborate all this reporting. We just had to take a little fun break, right? There's one more story to corroborate all this reporting, all these sources that are conflicting with one another. You know, I love the website Red State. We have a friend who works there, Neil McCabe. He's in Trump Tuesdays all the time. Great guy. Red State's got this article, which inspired the title of this show. The Jill Biden Revenge Tour is one to watch while Obama reworks his plan for Democrat dominance. Jennifer Oliver O'Connell with this story on Red State. And that is what inspired the title of this show, because that's when I read this, I said, whoa. So we have the Biden family leak to the New York Post. Obama's hand gets forced. He comes out, clears it up immediately after that leak took place. And now we have folks over at Red State, three different outlets now talking about what could potentially be a Jill Biden revenge tour. As Nicorama from Red State reported, it's been a whisper campaign of epic proportions regarding Barack Obama's feelings about Vice President Kamala Harris and her chances of winning the 2024 election. Expect the whispers and leaks to continue up until the convention and possibly beyond it. There's a revenge tour going on, most likely engineered by First Lady Jill Biden. According to one article, the Bidens never really forgave Obama for pushing Joe aside in 2016 for Hillary Clinton. And there's even more bitterness over Biden being forced into the one-term presidency status. Did we not just answer that question? Did we not just say, does it kind of sound like the Biden family is bitter? Are they telling the truth? Is this the one time the Biden family is telling the truth because they're bitter? Does Obama really not believe in the New York Post? Jill, come on my show. I will never call you Doppler Jill again. Come on my show. You know what? Come on my show in the Doppler radar dress. Tell me everything you know, Joe. Jill! You want James O'Keefe? He posts his number on Signal all the time. Jill, James O'Keefe is right there. Tell him everything you know. Every last thing. You could do it. I'm talking to you like your husband. Tell James O'Keefe. Okay? Jill Biden revenge tour? What? What are we about to watch? Biden's feelings were raw for years after Obama effectively chose Hillary Clinton over his vice president in 2016. And though it played out much more quietly, both of them also still remember their achingly uncomfortable run-up to 2020 and negotiations. It's tiptoeing around personal and political sensitivities, and it's Obama's interests and candidates not named Joe all too well. Lady McBiden, this is back to the article, loves the power and the prestige of being in the White House and is no doubt pissed that Nancy Pelosi and Obama tag team to remove her husband from running for a second term. In February, presidential historian Douglas Brinkley appeared on CBS News's Face the Nation, or as Mark Levin calls it, Deface the Nation. He alluded to that and actually said that Jill Biden was the driving force that convinced Joe Biden to run for that second term. Jill Biden doesn't want to give up power. Jill Biden was forced into giving up power by the people who really hold the power in the Democrat Party, the Obamas. If Jill Biden is this bitter and Jill Biden is this pissed off, because what is a tyrant's number one fear, Brennan? What is a tyrant's number one fear?
Losing power.
Losing power. I would say Jill Biden kind of acts like a tyrant, right? She actually wasn't elected, but she acts like she was. Jill Biden has never shown up on a ballot anywhere. She's just lost her power. There is now an end date printed firmly. January 20th, 2025, whether Harris wins or not, she just lost her power. And she's not happy about it. And now she might be throwing the equivalent of a political temper tantrum, where she's doing he said, she said games, going to the New York Post. That's an outlet that is not usually friendly to the Bidens, nor is it friendly to liberals and Democrats. and the Obamas? Did she not take this information to NBC? Because, and I'm presuming that it's her, based off of this article, based off of everything that we know, this full picture. Did she not take this to mainstream outlets that she was friendly with because they knew, she knew they wouldn't run it? My question now about it is this true that Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can win? Or is this true that he does, and Jill Biden is lying to make him look bad and undermine her chances? Either way, this leak from the Biden family undermines the Democrat Party, and now we have to think about why would they want to do that? Because they're not going to be cut into anything that happens after January 20th, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden family is big mad, as the youngins would say, right? They're big mad! Big man, they're pissed off. They don't want to give up power, and they weren't gonna. They were at least gonna go down swinging. They weren't gonna quit. They weren't gonna quit. They were at least gonna go down swinging with some dignity. And instead, what did we get? A pitiful resignation after what sounds like a medical emergency in Las Vegas. If you looked at him last night, he kind of looked like somebody who was recovering from a stroke. I'm not a doctor. One side of his face didn't look like it was moving as quick as the other. Maybe it was a minor stroke. You can come back from that in a couple of days. The Biden family is pissed that Obama and Pelosi and the Democrat elites took away their power and didn't give them a chance to keep it. They're pissed off, the Biden family. And Jill Biden looks like she wants revenge. And so if we are in for a summer of Biden family vengeance against their own, I may have to break my diet again, get the popcorn ready, because that's going to be a lot of fun to watch while we do our own thing, right? Interesting stuff to chew on, I think. This is why I love watching the left, because they tell you a lot if you just watch them. They tell you a lot. All right. We're going to move on. We're going to keep going here. First, what I want to do, I want to talk to you about the LFA TV store. That is LFATV.us, LFATV.us, the LFA TV store. You see, I got the LFA flannel on. My friend Wild Root, I think it's Wild Root 26 or Wild Root 16 in the chat, Wild Root, I believe is a Vietnam veteran. We thank him for his service. He says, you know, I look good in a flannel too. I said, I know, but not this good. Okay. So here we have the LFA TV website. Click on that pop-up, brings you to the show that's currently live. If you click on the LFA TV store tab, you will see the LFA TV store right here on your screen. If you're watching on rumble.com/LFA TV, you'll see that a couple new designs there. All my role models went to prison. Some of these new Trump designs, it's all good stuff here at the LFA TV store. That's LFATV.us. Click on the store tab. Or you can go directly to the store by going to jeremyharrell.com/store. That's LFATV.us. Click on the store tab or jeremyharrell.com/store. The House of Representatives passed a measure today. Six Democrats voted in favor with 214 Republicans. That condemns Kamala Harris's failure as the border czar. And it is interesting to see, once again, six Democrats do that. Are those six Democrats who are in swing districts? They were Representative Yadira Caraveo from Colorado, Representative Henry Cuellar from Texas, Representative Don Davis from North Carolina, Representative Jared Golden from Maine. Yes, I think he is in a swing district. Representative Mary Sattler Peltola, that would be AK is Alaska, right? Arkansas as they are Alaska, and Representative Marie Glusenkamp Perez from Washington State. These Democrats all voted to condemn Kamala Harris's failed appointment as the border czar. The resolution reads as follows. Vice President Kamala Harris is not just a failed border czar, she's an extremist on border security and immigration enforcement, as her record as a senator, presidential candidate, and vice president makes abundantly clear. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green from Tennessee, boom, we met that man not too long ago, the great state of Tennessee, telling Kamala Harris on back-to-back days to go F herself. Yes, Andy Ogles, my representative, who we hope wins his primary next week. He filed articles of impeachment against her. And then the great Mark Green. The great Mark Green. Who we met in that St. Patrick's Day parade with those Kelly Green shirts. Just came out here with this resolution. Oh yeah, we love the state of Tennessee. Oh, Rocky Top leading the way. Let's go. And it's only going to get better from here. The representation out of this state's only going to get better. That much I can promise you. In March of 2021, President Biden told the country that Vice President Harris was the most qualified person to lead our efforts in stemming the flood of illegal aliens across our southern border. No rational person could look at the years since and conclude anything except that she was utterly unqualified and has completely failed. While Democrats and their allies in the media rush to excuse Vice President Harris's catastrophic failure to end the crisis she and President Biden created, Congress has shown with this resolution that we want the American people to know the truth. As I just mentioned also this week, Representative Andy Ogles from the great state of Tennessee, the best state in the country. I don't care who gets mad at that. It's the best. Introduced articles of impeachment against Kamala Harris for willful refusal to uphold the immigration laws. Tennessee, baby, leading the way. We love it. We love it. All right. Speaking of things that we love. Well, actually, let's go to the opposite things that we love. What's the opposite of love?
Hate.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not hate the media enough. You do not hate the media enough. You see what Newsweek posted today? I handed them a fat ratio on X, by the way. Fat. Like five times the amount of likes they had. Last I saw. Fat ratio. Big, beautiful ratio. So fat you think it's Rosie O'Donnell. I could tell you that. Newsweek is now floating the conspiracy theory that Donald Trump was not actually shot. Newsweek. Was Donald Trump shot after all? Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, you do not hate the media enough. However much you despise these people, it's not enough. It isn't. Now, don't go do violent things. We're not the left. Use it as motivation to take their power away. What do you mean Donald Trump wasn't shot? Don't believe your lying eyes. That's what they're telling us. I had some asshat in the Twitter comments, right? Go, no, it was glass from a piece of the teleprompter that got shot by the bullet. Except the teleprompters weren't in the path of the bullet. That's number one. Oh, and there's another problem with that theory. In many pictures, many, the teleprompters are completely intact. How could the teleprompter have broken and hit Donald Trump in the ear if they're not broken in the pictures? You got some splaining to do. And you can't splain that one away. And then the person was like, all right, well, maybe it wasn't the teleprompters, but it was debris. Debris from what? There was nothing in... There was no cheese, she says. The freaking dad jokes. The cheese factory exploded in France. There was debris everywhere. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There was nothing in the line of sight between the shooter. Are you that much of a conspiracy theorist, Mr. Liberal, asshat, under the comments in the Newsweek section? I'll show you who it is so you can go light him up. Anybody who's on X, I'll show you who it is so you can go light him up. Are you telling me, Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, that you don't believe there was only one shooter? Because I think even for me, for folks on my side, I'm like, I don't really know. I'm open to anything, but I don't really know. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely bizarre to see the way these people operate. I commented under the Newsweek thread. I never want to hear about MAGA pushing conspiracy theories ever again. You can see it right there on your screen. I never want to hear about MAGA pushing conspiracy theories ever again. After Newsweek posted the following, you see it on your screen again. Donald Trump may not have been shot after all. Oh. Really? because it looks like he was shot to me. Now, this is the asshat that I was talking about right there. You can see it on your screen. I want you to go light this person up. Here we go. Boom. Right there. You see it? Evidence indicates it was a fragment of the teleprompter. Why is it so important to MAGA that he was shot? Talk about weird. You know why it's important? Because he was shot! That's a big freaking deal! Onward. Onward. It's like a round of golf. Onward. The Secret Service, speaking of him getting shot. Did you know that they were offered multiple times from law enforcement drone surveillance and assistance of the site? And what do you think they said? Nah, we'll pass. Folks, wait. Before we say inside job, I need to know who denied the drone protection. Who did it? I want to know. This whistleblower is saying Secret Service declined drone assistance from local law enforcement. Remember, who Secret Service, Kim Cheadle, wanted to blame at first. Local law enforcement said, we can give you a drone. And the Secret Service said no. I want to know who said no. Why is that such a bad thing? Who turned down the drone assistance? Because now that's what I call potentially a smoking gun. If this guy turned any reasonable person who is guarding a president, former, past, whatever, future, current, would absolutely in a venue like that accept drone assistance to make sure everything is okay. Why did he say he or she, whoever it was, decline? Who was it and why did they decline? Why did they believe declining that was appropriate? Now, there is no right answer. Either you thought it wasn't necessary, wrong, you're fired, or you did it on purpose so that someone could crawl up on the roof and take a shot at your protectee. You're also fired and prosecuted. I need to know if, of course, this is true, this whistleblower is telling the truth. Who said no to drone assistance? Because that could lead us down a trail to find out a hell of a lot more about this July 13th event than the FBI will ever tell us ever in our lifetime. Who said no to the drone assistance? That's the question. Who said no? If there is anybody out here watching this show who knows anybody in the Secret Service, I promise you, I will not reveal who tells me what. If you know who said no, I want to know. Folks, we're going to be right back with the live call segment of the show. I hope you enjoyed the hit over on Newsmax. Always appreciate being with you. We do the pre-recorded sandwich. We start out live, then we run the pre-recorded, then we end live. We're going to be ending with live calls today because we're not going to be doing them tomorrow. And that is because Brennan and I are going to be out at the time of the show tomorrow at the Bitcoin conference. That's going to be a lot of fun. So we will be there tomorrow. We're not going to be able to be here. We have to go there. We have tickets and it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I think that's where Ryan Matta is today. He's at the Bitcoin conference today. He's going to be there all weekend. He's got a media pass. Yeah, he's doing all sorts of cool stuff. So we will end with live calls today. Today's the last live show of the week, and we'll be back with that in just a second. All right, we are back live here on rumble.com/LFATV. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed the spot on Newsmax. I see people talking about Mo, and I see people talking about Mo in the chat. Mo is very popular. Mo is our resident hedgehog. When we hit 2,000 live viewers, we bring Mo out. Or if we're about to show Joy Reid, Mo demonstrates how to safely put on your eclipse glasses because prolonged exposure to Joy Reid can cause what? Retinal damage and occasional explosive diarrhea. Anyway, let's keep going. I want to talk to you about our friends over at Buy Optimizers, BI Optimizers, and then we'll get right to your calls. BuyOptimizers.com/LFA, BuyOptimizers.com/LFA. You know, sleep is very important as many of us either are finding out, have found out, will find out. Sleep is one of the most important things that you can prioritize in your life. And one of the best ways to get restful sleep and relaxing sleep is with a product called Magnesium Breakthrough. It is an oral supplement from Bioptimizers, as opposed to OFP Farms, who has the topical supplements or the topical applications, the spray and the lotion. This is an oral supplement. For an exclusive offer for this Magnesium Breakthrough product, go to bioptimizers.com. That's Bioptimizers, not Bio-Optimizers, Bioptimizers.com/LFA. Use the promo code LFA during checkout to save 10%. Nurture your mind and body with this all-natural, full-spectrum magnesium supplement. Go ahead to head over to Bioptimizers.com/LFA. Use LFA during checkout, 10% off. In addition to the discount you get by using the promo code LFA, there's also amazing gifts with your purchase. That is why everybody I know loves shopping at buyoptimizers.com. Go to buyoptimizers.com/LFA, get your magnesium breakthrough, find out this month's gift with purchase, and if you subscribe, not only will you get more discounts and free gifts, everybody loves a free gift, but you'll also make sure that your monthly supply is guaranteed so you continue to get great sleep for the rest of your life. buyoptimizers.com/LFA, promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha at checkout. All right, let's get right to your call. 631-527-4545. Anything on your mind, anything goes. 631-527-4545. If you watched the debate this morning on 1210 WPHT, 631-527-4545. Thoughts on the way the Democrat race is shaping up? Do you think Big Mike is running for president again? Here we go. Here comes our friend from, I believe, hold on before we do anything. I think this is our friend from Kansas City. That would be the great Heather Osborne. What's up, Heather?
It sure is. Hey, we've missed talking to you guys. It's been a couple weeks for sure.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We were wondering where you, I didn't see your number call once last week. I guess you guys were away, but I hope you had enjoyed yourselves.
Well, we were at a funeral for a long-time pastor friend of mine for 32 years. He passed away in some funerals that happened. But you know what?
Sorry to hear that.
He had a good life, and he was in the military and served in the White House even. So, I mean, he...
What did he do in the White House? Whose White House did he serve in?
Lyndon B. Johnson, actually. So he was under... Yeah. And he did communication. So he went on Air Force One and different things. So we found out a lot of things about that. So that was really interesting to find out. So
that's really cool.
But yeah. But anyway, so let's see what else. I'm so confused with all this stuff going on. It's just, where do I start? You know,
what are you confused about the most?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the Kamala thing, I'm just rolling with it. Like, okay, you know, whatever. I mean,
right.
I told Brendan in the chat, I said, you know, she's never been to Europe, but I could say I've never been to Taco Bell either, but I have, you know.
Oh, so, I mean. I've been to Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. Crunchwrap Supreme is the way to go, and the chicken quesadilla, right. You got to do it, right? The only problem, see, here's the thing with Taco Bell. We got to figure something out. Maybe this is because of the Save the Planet stuff, but the tacos stick to the wrapper if you leave them in there long, the hard tacos. So they become basically like Mexican hamburgers. You got to eat them like this.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well,
what the hell's going on with Taco Bell? DEI, ruining Taco Bell.
I'm telling you. Well, and I lived in Mexico, right, for like 2.5 years. And
you lived in Mexico?
Kids.
Did I know that?
That's why she's speaking the Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's why she's speaking the Spanish. That's
Spanish.
Right. Yes. Sleepy Jose, caca en frente del papa. That's right.
No vengas means don't come. No vengas. No
vengas. Remember, yeah, okay. Kamala said that. That's the policy of don't, the Biden administration. Yeah, don't.
Yeah. So they always told us do not eat on the street. But I tell you, the best food was on the actual border when I would wait to drive across every day. I'd wait.
Listen, I'm sure. You got all these people coming with the
burritos.
Kids. They got, they probably got the greatest food. They're going on a long journey.
Oh,
you got to get a good food,
And I never got sick. I drank the water, never got sick. So anyway, but long story short, I'm just kind of watching the show right now, I think. And then I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So
yeah, I think so too, especially with the with this Biden family soap opera that's going on with the Obamas. I can't believe it looks like they outflanked them.
Right. Well, where's Jill? We haven't heard from her in like...
That's why I think it's coming from her.
You know? Where is she?
She's leaking to the New York Post. Leaking Jill Biden. She's leaking. She's leaking out of every hole she's got. I can tell you that.
Well,
all right, Heather.
I'll tell you. All right, you guys have a good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We love you. All love right. hearing from you. Bye-bye. Appreciate too. It. Heather Osborne.
That's a reoccurring theme with the Biden family. What? First it was, where's Hunter?
Where's Hunter?
Then it was, where's Joe?
Where's Joe?
Now it's, where's Jill?
Where's Ashley? Because of the Biden diary, right? Yeah. Where's the laptop? Where's Jill?
This is the Ware family.
It's the Where's Waldo family. We got another call coming in. Here we go. Welcome to the show. How's it going? Who do we have on the line here?
What's up, Sean? It's MAGA Metal Dude, buddy.
MAGA Metal Dude is on the line with us. We love MAGA Metal Dude. What's happening?
What's up, man? I had a quick question. Can they just swap out Joe for Kamala when there's been no votes? There's been no nothing.
Well, they're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to do that, but they're allowed to, I guess. You know, their nominee, technically, if you want to be technical about it, resigned, right? And he said, here's who I want it to be. So, you know, the Democrats will tell you, well, we didn't force this. He opted to step down, even though, you know, we know what went on. The Obamas leveraged themselves out there. They're not supposed to do that. If they thought their candidate had problems, and let's be honest, they knew, right? They knew that this guy had issues. Everybody who saw this guy knew he had issues, right? So if they knew he had issues, let somebody primary him, but that looks really bad for the party. So what they tried to do, and they've done this, I said this 1,000 times, they did the same thing in New York when they figured out that Andrew Cuomo was a liability. They took him down with a sexual assault scandal, propped up Kathy Hochul, conveniently also a woman, who made her top issue abortion, and she wound up beating Lee Zeldin. I firmly believe if Zeldin had run against Andrew Cuomo, Lee Zeldin would be the governor of New York right now. They've done this before.
Yeah. I mean, I see.
And they're not supposed to. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying they technically are allowed to. It's super shady, and the American people should not let them get away with this, right? They shouldn't. You should not be able to entrust leadership in a party who will not let the leader be the one the people chose. So
it's more like rules for thee, but not for me.
Absolutely right. And they keep calling Donald Trump and MAGA a threat to democracy, right? Meanwhile, they took their democratic process and threw it out the window because they felt the people picked the wrong choice. And let's be honest, the people did pick the wrong guy, but it was the only guy they made available, right? So they rigged it for him, and then they tossed those votes out the window. Just a disaster, and America should not let them get away with it.
It is. It is. All right, man. Good to talk to you.
Well, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you. MAGA Metal Dude. MAGA Metal Dude. That was a mouthful. That's what Buttigieg said. Whoops. Okay. Here we go. 631-527-4545. So a couple of other people trying to get in. The lines appear to be a little crossed right now. 631-527-4545. 631-527-4545. I mean, I think this is very, I think it's fascinating. This soap opera, this leak fest that's going on. Here we go. I know who this is, I think. Let's see. I'm pretty sure we have the great Sauce on the line here. Is this Mr. Sauce?
You know we're taking care of business. Oh, yeah. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
Is that why you play an instrument and it's not the voice?
That's exactly why I play an instrument.
Yes, and I bet you play it very, very well, and no matter how well or not well, it's definitely better than that. All right, let's see.
As long as it's not the voice.
That's right. No, that's good. What's up?
Hey, going back to what I said before, and I haven't heard anybody saying it, but it doesn't matter who they pick. The messaging has to be, it will be the same thing, no matter who stands in that position.
And I'm waiting for the Trump campaign. I'm waiting for the Trump campaign to actually start to do that, right? Because this is a honeymoon phase, and they're acting like this is a completely new person. She's been the vice president the entire time. So, yes, you're right.
Yeah, and get ready, because it's about to get ugly, because all that I see is infighting, and they don't know what the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, and you never know, somebody just might mysteriously die.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen, but you're not, you know, you're talking about a party that certainly has a familiarity with doing that. I mean, this is the party of Hillary Clinton, right? And we all know what didn't happen to Epstein. So you have this, I think it's just bizarre. I don't think I ever could have predicted this ever, that a member of the Biden family would outflank the Obamas and force them to clean up a leak. I think that is so significant. Like, that is something that, you know, that's going to cause problems between those two families, and they already don't like each other.
No, I love it. Jill is vindictive. You can see it on her face.
Yep.
And she's going to be the one that they have to deal with.
Yep. And listen, I don't want to deal with that. Okay? I don't want to deal with that. That is a raging lunatic. Sauce, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Bang gavel.
All right, bang gavel. That's the great Sauce. If we get a call in the next 30 seconds, I see people trying. We can take a short call before we leave for the day. We've heard from, here we go. That's way before 30 seconds. All right, who do we have on the line here? What's up?
This is Laura.
What's
going on? Is this Sean?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. What's happening?
What I wanted to ask you was, did you happen by any chance to catch that White House press briefing today?
I did. We did. We watched the whole thing.
Oh, my. Lies. It makes me sick.
Yep.
I can't take much more, okay?
No, it's hard. And last night I said the same thing. We were watching Biden mumble through 11 minutes, and I said, I can't believe we're living through this crap.
Oh,
I can't believe we found ourselves here.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
You didn't
tell
us nothing, dude. You told us nothing. It was a campaign speech.
That's all it was. It was an endorsement speech. It's ridiculous.
We gotta get the word out there. I have been watching Rumble, I think, ever since it came out. So, you know, this is my go-to for news.
Well, I appreciate
LFA,
that, and
mostly.
You're right. We got to get the word out. We have to get the word out. We have to show America that this part, we got to convince the American people not to let the Democrats get away from this bait and switch nonsense over here. And we have to show them that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, it's not that Biden was old. The reason why your life became miserable isn't because of Biden's age. It's because of Biden's policies. And she was the vice president, right? So it's going to be the
She's
same
horrible.
Thing.
She's horrible. She's horrible.
Got to. You have to do the same thing to Kamala Harris that the left did to John McCain. They say he was going to be Bush 2.0. Well, Kamala Harris can be Biden 2.0. Laura, thank
Absolutely.
You so much for the call. Really appreciate
thank
it. Thank you so
I
much.
I love you guys, man. Keep up the good work and God bless.
Thank you so much. All right. That'll do it. Final call of the day. That was a good one to end on, too. She was great. Thanks again for another great week. We got Will Johnson coming up next on LFA TV with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Unrestricted Invasion at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and of course, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, as President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember, hit the thumbs up button before you leave. Hit the follow button on this channel before you leave. Subscribe to us anywhere you get your podcasts, right? Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Search for Ungoverned, hit subscribe, totally free. That's all you got to do. And then on the website, Farish Media, FarishMedia.com, FarishMedia.com, sign up for the email list, also completely free. We're going to be pre-recorded tomorrow. It will be current news, but pre-recorded tomorrow. We'll be running that tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Time as well. Locals tonight, we're going to go at 7 o'clock Eastern Time here, p.m. Locals tonight instead of tomorrow because Brennan and I will be out. Also tomorrow morning, 12:10 WPHT at, I believe, 8:30 or 8:45 Eastern Time, a.m., I'm going back on for my weekly segment with Kale and Company, and I'm sure we'll be talking about the Trump-Kamala debate that took place this morning. If you haven't seen it, head over to X. It's also, I posted to X. Head over to X, and you will see it there. It's on my page. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great day tomorrow. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you on Monday. Bang gavel.